Hello!
And welcome to the center of Death Valley, where we reside. The Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast.
I was going for a new bit.
Yeah, I like it.
I think the fans love it already.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a viral hit.
Next thing you know, 2 weeks from now, all you're going to hear on the internet is sound clips of us going, whoa. I'm John.
I'm Dave. And we have nothing planned today.
It was pretty recently the new year.
And our Christmas.
Our fans will be getting this a good deal after the fact, like a few weeks after the fact. But, you know, that's because we are a professional
podcast.
And we have the same kind of stuff that all professional podcasts have, such as backlog.
Like the Joe Rogan Experience. We are equivalent to that.
Yes, we are equivalent to the Joe Rogan Experience.
We have the same kind of setup.
The same... Everything. The same level of, like, intelligent conversation.
Yeah, same guest count.
Same guest count. Same guests.
Yeah. We just steal them from him.
We just offer... like, whatever... However much Alpha Brain plus Cock Enhancer... Joe gave you, we'll give you twice as much.
Yeah.
They only have Alex Jones as a guest. We have him in our basement.
Ready to come up whenever we want.
Which is never. We turned the tides on Alex Jones. It used to be he was the one keeping people in his basement. But now he stays in our basement.
And John rapes him. You know, just giving it back to him.
It's all fair play. He likes it.
Sometimes. Sometimes he screams.
Oh, but that's how you know. Those are screams of pleasure.
I don't think they are. I think they're screams of horror of being fucked by a Muppet.
Yeah, especially one that has fiberglass and splooge.
Yeah, it's not good. And a skin. Where is my... Oh, here is my box. I'm going to make more weed.
So I was watching something earlier today. I think I got a good topic for us. I was watching something with Amy earlier today. And we were watching a couple of content creators that we like. And they were watching... Yeah, I got this one. They were watching a Christian preacher talk about why Pokemon is satanic.
Okay, why is Pokemon satanic? Is it because it has evolution in it?
Well...
Is that one of the main points?
No, it's not, actually. You would think so, but...
I remember that being one of the main talking points back in 97.
This wasn't the main talking point,
in 2024?
It played a part, but not in the way that you think. It wasn't... The evolution of Pokemon did play a part in this preacher's gripes against Pokemon... And his claims that it was satanic, but not in the usual way. Not in that he ever claimed that Pokemon was trying to teach kids evolution. He claimed that Pokemon, mm-hmm. like many, and these are not my words, these are his, like many things that come from the Orient, are made to influence children into pagan and satanic
worship,
yes. And they use symbolism and
Shintoism.
Yeah. Basically, anything that isn't Christian is Satan. And so he starts pointing things out about these Pokemon, such as Pikachu's tail, and he's like, it's a lightning bolt. Which is a satanic Z.
Is it?
I don't know. I never heard of some shit like that. And then he, like, starts talking about Poliwhirl. And he's like, Do you notice the satanic symbol?
The swirl?
Yes, the spiral, which is a symbol of male fertility. And it's like, what the fuck is he talking about? Polywhirl is supposed to be a symbol of male fertility?
I just thought he was cute.
And then he starts talking about how the spiral is actually meant to confuse and like, put people in, like, these spellbinding states of mind.
This is
where,
wild.
Where they're like, yeah. And then he starts claiming that's what Polyworld does. I was like, Polyworld is a fucking weak-ass water Pokemon.
I love Polyworld. He turns into Politoed.
Yes, he's great, but he doesn't do... There are actual Pokemon that use confusion and madness and stuff like that. And Polyworld is not one of them.
He puts things to sleep with his swirl.
I didn't remember that. Then maybe that's stuff. Point one for the preacher. All right, so maybe he got that part right.
Maybe I shouldn't be backing the shit he's saying.
All right, so... And then he starts going into... He's like, all right, so what about the characters? What are the characters like? So yeah, Ash. And
okay, he's going after my boy Ash?
And he's 10 years old, and he's independent, and he's out there, and he wants to become a Pokemon master. And then he starts going on about how, like... Wanting to be a master of something is like wanting to be God. Ash wants to be God.
Of Pokemon?
Yeah, of Pokemon. And he wants to catch them all. And then he starts going, and then he starts spiraling, dude. And he's like, think about the slogan. Gotta catch them all. Gotta confuse the kids. Gotta break up the family unit.
What?
Gotta catch all the kids. Gotta catch them while they're young.
What?
Yeah, dude. He's going off, like, on the spiral of logic of, like, how... Pokemon is a satanic trick meant to confuse kids and make them... And show them that they can gain power. And then he starts... And so here's where the evolution of Pokemon comes in. And I told you before, Dave, that it wouldn't be in the way that you thought, right?
Yeah, no.
Because I heard the same argument, that it's trying to teach kids about evolution, which is not Christian doctrine. All right, but that's not where he went with it. He starts talking about how, in order for Pokemon to evolve, and how to get your pocket monster, you want your monsters a bit bigger and better. That's what everyone wants, right?
Yeah.
Bigger, scarier monsters, right?
Yeah.
So what Pokemon is teaching kids to do
is due to steroids?
Is that these creatures known as Pokemon can be powered up by energy balls. And now he's conflating the game with another the show and the comics, right?
Yeah.
Because in the card game,
yeah,
in order to level up your
be able to use attacks.
You do need energy in order to level
balls
up.
Balls of energy. Well, but it's all Pokemon. He's right. It's all Pokemon.
So, and he's like, so Pokemon is teaching these kids to go around collecting balls of energy to level up their personal monsters that fight on their behalf.
Okay,
and
he's
the
a
more
little
they
lost.
Have, the more power they get. And it's teaching them that they can become powerful through the... By it, and he starts talking about Pokemon as though we're supposed, like, kids are meant to believe that they're real. Like, that these are creatures on Earth that you can go and catch and that they'll give you power. And if you can become a master, then you become a god. And then he starts talking about Misty. And now things get weird. Alright, let me take a hit of this coyote weed, because things are about to take a weird fucking turn.
They haven't already.
Yes, but hear this.
I'm hearing it.
So, he talks about how Ash is meant to be about 10 years old, which is true. And he points out Misty is meant to be about the same age, which is true.
Yeah, a little bit older.
Yeah, maybe about 12, 13, something like that. But they are kids. Absolutely true. And then he starts talking about what Misty is wearing. He's like, look at her. She's wearing a halter top. She's wearing short shorts, and she's an independent, loudmouth woman who doesn't listen to anybody.
Okay.
Just like just like real women. He makes that comment.
Oh my god.
And then, and he starts talking about Brock. And to be fair, his
analysis of Brock is fair?
Yeah. He's a sex-obsessed weirdo, and yeah, so all that is actually true. And then he starts talking about Jesse and James and how they're prone to cross-dressing, and so
Pokemon's, I mean, they are
also teaching kids about that. If you want to be a man or a woman, you just dress that way, which is not the point of cross-dressing, no. By the way, I'll point out.
There's some personal enjoyment.
Yeah, cross-dressing and trans have very little, like, there may be some overlap, but they are not one and the same.
I don't think there's any.
Actually, yeah, you're right. It's Eddie, not cross-dressing Eddie, if you're
Eddie,
trans.
Eddie Izzard isn't trans.
And he cross-dresses.
All the time. He loves it. He says it brings him joy. That's why he does it.
So, the point of all of this, you know, he goes off about, like, he talks about, like, abracadabra. He's like, that's a word of power that the witches and the Satanists use. And before you know it, the kids are going to be saying, Hail Pokemon! And he's doing, like, the devil horns with his hands. And he's like,
Hail Pokemon! Yeah, Hail Pokemon! Hail Pokemon!
Gotta break up the family unit!
Gotta catch them all for their Powerballs!
Gotta catch them while they're young! Oh. Satanism!
Oh my god.
First it's Pikachu!
And then it's you!
And then the devil's fucking you in the ass! Pokemon! Gotta get fucked in the ass by the devil.
We need another topic.
Oh, he's got a big penis. It's red and swollen. Gotta poop in my mouth. Oh, please, Dave. You're my best friend.
We're not doing
in a world where you can shit in my mouth.
We don't do child hair.
Okay. Sorry, I blacked out for a second.
Yeah, there. You did.
The Satanism took me over. The Pokemon Satanism and the Satanist S and the swirl and the abracadabra. It was all too much for me, and now I'm a Satanist. Do you have anything for this episode?
Oh, God. I don't know how I can follow that up.
Is this episode brought by anything?
Oh, it's definitely brought to you by Pokemon.
And Satanism.
We can talk about the news.
I don't know. I think we...
We take a hard left turn and talk about Trump.
What's... Okay. Yeah. What's up with Trump?
Okay. Did you see on Fox News recently... That Trump had been prosecuted again. 31 counts of something or another.
I haven't seen anything on Fox News since I...
Oh, you're going to love
since
it.
Since I worked in a factory in the legally distinct Ozarks.
Okay, you're going to love this. Oh, my God. So I don't really watch Fox News either. But the other night, Trump got indicted again.
Okay.
31 counts, you know, and Trump
that's
was
sexy and curvy.
And
I
Trump
like
was Trump was giving a speech, so Fox had to be there.
Oh yeah,
because their viewers eat up Trump.
Yeah, they gotta get their man, their mans. They gotta highlight the witch hunt
mm-hmm.
that the orange man is being subjected to by the gay liberals.
And then they do a cross screen, and they put Biden on screen, and they're like. Tyrant-elect puts his political opponent in jail.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely what happened.
Yeah, I know.
Because Biden is the one... I assume Biden is the one doing the investigation.
Oh, yeah,
right?
He does it himself.
Yeah. He's the one that's behind all of it. It's not like... It's not like the law enforcement... of our country saw that crimes may have been committed and had fucking probable cause to believe that crimes had been committed and therefore investigated whether or not crimes had been committed.
Our U.S. Senate indicted him.
It was Biden. Thanks, Biden.
Sorry, our U.S. Congress indicted him on insurrection, but they didn't charge him, which was ridiculous. They just voted down the aisle. Trump, that is.
Yeah.
There's been many bodies of power that have investigated him.
It's almost as if the dude might be untrustworthy.
Who would have thought the career con man was untrustworthy?
Yeah, you know how many times I've been investigated? Wait, never mind. That's not a good question.
A couple?
More than a couple, actually.
I think I'm at zero.
Yeah, have you ever had a run-in with a cop?
Couple.
Did you get in trouble?
No, well, one time.
Then you've been investigated at least once. If the vacation police have ever done anything...
Did I ever tell that story on the podcast? My run-in with the State Patrol and Legally Distinct Ozark?
I don't... Actually, I feel like it may have come up before, but, you know, why not? This is a variety show.
So, the night before all of this happened, let's set the scene for how absolutely fucked I was. So, the night before I did this, I took 80 capsules of Benadryl, which is something like 560... grams. They were the 50 milligram capsules.
Enough to put most people in the hospital.
Yeah. I took it like a champ.
Mm-hmm. You love Benadryl.
No, I hate Benadryl. But I took it like a champ.
That's true.
You
liked it more than I did, that's for sure. I did it like maybe once.
I did it one time.
And it was like...
One time and I was like, I'm good. I saw the Hat Man, that's all I needed. Did you see the Hat Man?
We did Benadryl... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Dramamine. But that's Dramamine. Basically the same thing.
I like Dramamine. Dramamine's fine.
They did the same thing to me.
No,
actually, Dramamine was different.
Dramamine's more of like a body dissociation. You feel like you're separated from everything. Whereas with Benadryl, you see everything.
So you had done a fuck ton of Benadryl.
Yeah. Met the Hat Man. He watched me all night. He didn't say anything. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do the police come into this?
Okay, so the next night I go drinking.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
The demon metabolism is different, man.
I didn't feel great until we started drinking.
Okay, I could see that, actually. Yeah, the alcohol could probably help. Mm-hmm.
Drink a bunch of Jaeger.
What?
All my worst nights have Jaeger involved
in
it.
Yeah, of course. Especially if you've been doing Benadryl the night before. Okay.
Yeah, I'm absolutely fucked. I decided to go on a ride to pick up some cigarettes.
Yes, as you... Yeah.
And I'm just kind of out in the passenger seat.
Reasonable.
And as we're going down the highway...
Cherries and berries.
Yep.
Here come the vacation police.
Waiting for us at an intersection. I'm asleep. When this happens, I've fallen asleep in the passenger seat.
Fair enough. So you're in the passenger seat. Now, I know a good deal about the law, so I'm also going to analyze this with what I know about civil liberties.
So here's what I kind of remember of the night. They give the guy a sobriety test, and they say he fails. And then they arrest both of us. And they charge me with drunken and disorderly in public.
You definitely had your rights violated that night, my dude.
Oh my God! They cuffed me. They threw me into the back of an SUV.
Yeah, you fucking got taken advantage of by the state.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't let me use the bathroom.
So it
was hours before they let me pee.
As a passenger. And I'm saying this mostly for the audience, in case they ever have to deal with the police. As a passenger, whatever the driver is doing, if they get busted for DUI, I mean, that can happen.
First of all,
you don't have to ever consent to the sobriety tests that they try to give you. especially like the ones where they try to make you walk. Now, if they bring you in, they can request from a judge to get a warrant.
To breathalyze you.
To breathalyze you or take your blood. And in that case, it's harder to refuse, but you can
still refuse. Oh, I was so fucked up, I didn't even know what was happening.
They take advantage of that. And then so, like, the thing is drunken and disorderly in public. This is the thing. It is not illegal for you to be a drunk passenger.
I was 19. They could have got me for underage drinking. But no, they got me for drunken and disorderly in public.
I don't even know if they could have gotten you for that. Anyway, so fucked.
I mean, I was so drunk. I think they also got me for not having my seatbelt.
So you have definitely been investigated once. Because that would count.
But no, but every time I ran into the sheriff after that, they didn't care about the fact that I had charges in another county.
Yeah, well, they don't. Shouldn't. It's not their fucking business.
No. It affected me on things I could get from the state, though.
Yeah, see, it's fucked up because, like, really, like, you had done nothing wrong.
And you know what the even more fucked up part is? They gave me a court date, and I went to go and fight it in court, and there was no court that day that they said there was court date.
What the fuck?
Yeah. We went to all of the courthouses, and there was no court.
The Ozarks legal system is so fucked. Legally distinct. Allegedly.
Allegedly legally distinct. Oh, yeah, man. No, it was real fucked up. I don't know if you knew that detail or not.
No, I didn't actually know that. No, that is fucked up, and it just goes to show, man, like, the cops will just fucking take advantage of people just to get the charges in, just because it fucking helps pad up their resume, and
the more tickets,
they don't get in trouble for that shit. The more tickets, call them out.
The more tickets they get, the better they do.
And a drunk 19-year-old is almost certainly not going to know how to call out the cops, because they probably don't know their rights well enough to do so. Even if they do,
they're so drunk. Yeah, I knew my rights, and I knew like in the back of my head, I was, this isn't right. The way they're treating us. They sat and they talked to the guy I was in the truck with for like 2 hours, just lecturing them.
So much.
I didn't hear a word of it. I was just kind of like slumped over, trying to stay awake.
I can't imagine what it takes to be a cop, and I don't mean that in a good way.
No, it's bad. It's not.
I don't mean that in a good way. Well, so this episode is definitely also sponsored by ACAB.
Yeah.
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Oh, but I have a story of me outfoxing the police as well.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm riding along in this car heading to legally distinct Tombstone, Arizona. And we get pulled over for speeding. And the driver's this young white kid, and he gets a citation. But they see me and decide to search. Because I do the thing where you put your hands on the seat in front of you because you don't want to get shot.
Yeah. Fair.
And I'm getting out of the car, and I have a coyote weed vape on me. And it's not legal in that state yet. So I take it from this pocket, and I put it in this pocket. And he pulls it out, and he looks at it, and he's like, what is this? I'm like, it's a tobacco vape.
Yeah.
Disposable.
What's he gonna do? Dude, it doesn't have like a polyf on it or anything.
Nope,
like,
nope.
Then what's he gonna do?
And then he's like, okay, and he gives it back to me. And they bring out another unit, and they search the car, and there's nothing in the car, and then we just drive off.
Fucking hell yeah. Got him
right to his eyes, staring into his eyes.
Tobacco.
It's tobacco, man.
You can try it if you want. Tobacco flavor too. It's not very good. Probably won't like.
Oh, it. I didn't go that far. He would have tried it if I would have offered it. You don't offer stuff like that.
Yeah, no. Then you actually probably get into like felony trouble.
Yeah, yeah. He takes like, the hit. He's high. You've gotten the cop high.
Yeah. Now no. You're like, now you go to federal buttfuck prison.
Don't listen to John. He's an idiot.
I'm just saying, if you get the cops high, then how would they remember what to charge you with?
Or even that what the stop was about.
Exactly. So This is my advice to you kids age 12 to 16.
Who don't listen to this podcast anyway.
Give the cops drugs. They'll like it. They'll appreciate it.
Okay, I think we're done.
This episode has been sponsored by Pokemon Satanism, Lightning Bolts, and Poliwhirls.
Yeah.
Masculine Poliwhirls.
Very masculine.
Big ol' buff, veiny Poliwhirls.